South African artist Mary Sibandi takes a look at women in her native country through her work. Blue, Purple, Red is on display at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Chief Curator Mark Scala is showing us the exhibit. He says blue, purple, and red have acquired political connotations in the United States. Scala adds that for Sibandi, there's a different and deeper meaning.
They symbolize an emotional history of South Africa, from apartheid times to the early years of independence starting in 1994 to the present day South Africa, which is a nation that is beset by problems with crime, by class inequities, by injustices toward women. And so the blue symbolizes kind of a melancholy look at the apartheid era. Purple symbolizes hope, the possibility of change and transformation, and red symbolizes despair and anger.
With a name like Blue, Purple, Red, you can guess it's a colorful exhibit. The colors are quite vivid.
And when we talk about color, oftentimes in today's society, we're speaking about race, we're speaking about skin color. But she didn't want to just have that be the subject. She wanted to take really vivid colors and think of them as kind of extensions of the inside of the person. And so you see this incredibly rich blue. And the blue might make you think of the bluest sea, the bluest sky that you've ever seen. So you're just drawn to it like a magnet. It's so beautiful. And then the red is the scarlet that almost makes you want to squint your eyes. It's so intense. And so color is a way of reaching out into somebody's heart through their eyes. I mean, it's just like it goes directly inside of you.
When you walk into the gallery, the first piece you will see is Sibandi's Sophie Merica.
It's a life-sized mannequin, a very black mannequin, with a blue dress with a white apron and white scarf. And the white apron and white scarf look very much like what a maid would wear. And the blue is the color that maids' uniforms often consist of. But the dress itself is really fantastic. It's like it's got chiffon, it's got ribbons. It's very, very elaborate. It's like a very fancy Victorian dress from the 19th century. The figure has her eyes closed, and you immediately sense that she's not quite of this world. She's dreaming of another place.
Scala notes that Sibandi's earlier works have a similar message.
A lot of Mary's early work shows this figure of a maid who has her eyes closed, who's dreaming of a better life for herself. And the way that that better life shows up is in terms of the sort of fancy dress that a British Victorian lady in South Africa, because of course South Africa was a British colony, that a British Victorian lady would have worn in the 19th century. Completely impractical clothes, but quite extraordinary, quite luxurious, quite exotic.
For Americans, South Africa might seem like an entirely different place since the two countries are so far from each other. Scala says while that is true, there are also some similarities, which is one reason Sibandi's work may resonate with visitors.
In many ways, it is different. But to know that so much of the history of each nation derives from it being a British colony, it having a terrible history of racial inequity and exploitation, that there is a sense of progress, but even with a sense of progress, there are moments of despair, moments that make you wonder whether we have really progressed. And I think that that connection is really important for people to see.
Mary Sibandi's Blue, Purple, Red can be seen at the Frist Art Museum through January 2nd. More information is available at fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.